DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We are so back.
Yes.
Look how rested we are.
I mean, I would say that that is not the case, but yes, we are back.
Good morning, Steve Miggs. Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Rockaholics. We've been in Austin, Texas. Just got home yesterday from morning show boot camp.
Yeah, I said it's good to see you guys, but I think I've seen too much of you guys now.
I'm so sick of you.
I need a detox from you, too.
It was kind of funny to, like, be dealing with, you know, Austin heat, though, and then come home to a heat wave. It was like we didn't even really get a break here.
It's falling.
It's just really sweaty.
You know, it's hot here. 84 degrees is going to be hot today, but it's not anywhere near what it was like in Austin. I am so glad to be out of that city, out of that state. It was too freaking hot.
Even the overnight high or the overnight lows are like 76 degrees or something like that. No, it was
what the temperature, the high is going to be today here in Seattle is what it would be at like 11 o'clock at night in Austin.
Just like thick air, hard to breathe. No, thank you. Happy to be home though. Ready to rock the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. Enjoy yourself a panini. It's National Panini Day.
Did you ever buy one of those stupid things?
The panini maker?
Yes.
I was about to ask you guys, does anyone own one of those? I've always wanted a panini.
You can have mine.
Oh, can I?
It's just collecting dust. It's been used like twice ever. I've had it for like a decade.
It is one of those appliances that you get and you're like, I'm going to use it all the time. I'm going to make a bunch of paninis. And then you never do.
No.
I feel like we could do like a whole segment about the thing, the home appliances we buy that we have never used.
I like that.
Because I know for us, we still haven't used the Ninja Creamy ice cream thing that we got at Costco. And I've had even Rockaholics text in and just say, you know, you can return things to Costco, no questions asked. If we haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Oh, man. Well, it's, you know, the heat wave is here, so maybe this is a good time to give to it
make,
a try.
Oh, to make a panini or to make ice cream? Make which
ice
one?
Cream.
Danny, do you have an appliance that you have yet to use?
Oh, yeah, our waffle maker, which I don't even know why I got a waffle maker, but I have one for some reason, and I don't eat waffles. So it's just like, it. I don't know what it's doing there.
Did you buy it or did Linda buy it?
I don't know. I don't know how it got in our house. You know what? It might have been left by the people before.
Was it the housewarming gift?
Yeah, it might have been.
Do you know what I use my waffle maker for, Danny? Just going to inspire you here. Hash browns. Put your frozen hash browns on there. Hit it with all your seasonings. Crush that thing down. So good.
I honestly thought you were going to say you use your waffle maker to make paninis. And I'd be like, you realize you have a panini maker.
What an animal.
Hey, let's talk about the animals that are Seattle Mariners. Yeah. Yesterday, once again, I feel like, you know, we'll just get... Let's keep getting used to this, though.
Cal blisters this out to right field. He has homered. Cal Raleigh's 45th home run this year. He has tied the one and only Johnny Bench.
Yep, Cal Raleigh, 45 home runs. They beat the Rays 6-3 yesterday. Now that's their seventh straight win. They were 9-1 on the homestand. Maybe we do need to leave and go to Austin more often because the Mariners were just an unstoppable force. It was awesome to watch.
I'm just glad we were part of the success there by leaving town.
So they've won seven straight. Just 12 days ago, the Mariners were 57-52, five games back of the Houston Astros. They are now 66-53, a half a game back away from first place. They've got the top spot, I believe, in the wild card spot as well. The team's looking damn good.
Should we say it?
It is our year.
This is our year.
I'm feeling good about it. Even Ichiro, he did like his little, jersey retirement ceremony. He even acknowledged the current team and said, hey, there's something special with you guys. And gave a shout out to, of course, Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez, who are they're coaching the team and they're helping them have such a great season. And we'll talk more about Ichiro later, but they did retire his jersey yesterday. Or was it yesterday or Saturday? I can't remember now. Oh, Saturday, sorry.
Yeah.
But what a great moment to see Ichiro there and all the old school Mariner players as well.
Again, it's going to be very hot this week. The National Weather Service says there's a heat advisory for much of Western Washington through tomorrow night. Highs are going to be in the 80s and 90s. Lows will stay in the 60s. I know, Steve, you got air conditioning at your house. I know, Danny, you have like an air conditioning unit. My bedroom, like we could not cool it down last night. I did not sleep well.
I'll tell you something, because you haven't seen Brad in a few days, so it was hot and heavy in the bedroom.
I mean, it was
baby.
A little bit of that, too, but... But we have air conditioning in our basement, so we're always trying to put fans that are going to blow air up the stairs, and it never really works.
Why don't you make your bedroom the basement?
Well, we could, but we have a pretty dope master suite up there. I don't really want to switch it out for the small bedroom.
Well, maybe for the summer. That's like your summer getaway is the basement.
It's like our cabin.
Yes. Hey, as far as weather, like we talked about, we're going to be hitting a high of 84 degrees. Ooh. The DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the most random tattoo you have on your body? Call 206-803-ROCK. We're asking this because while we were in Austin, Texas, all three of us ended up getting tattoos. But the tattoos are completely random. And where we got them? Also quite random. We're going to tell you all about it at 620.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals. Going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores. Or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We are back from Austin, Texas, but we did not come back without random tattoos, Steve Miggs.
Very random tattoos, and we got them at a very random place.
And we're going to give you the scoop on all of that in just a few moments, but first, we wanted to know from our listeners, what is the most random tattoo you have? Call 206-803-ROCK. One person on hold, Steve Miggs, has a sports team logo tattooed on their head. We're going to get the scoop in just a second on that bad boy. But first, Joe Dredd, you're in West Seattle this morning. What is the most random tattoo that you have?
Well, good morning, guys. I'm glad you guys are back. I'm listening to your show, brushing my teeth. You throw out the question about random tattoos, and I do have one. I have this one tattoo, the only thing picked out of a book, and I just needed something to fill in some space.
Okay.
You know, Steve, you know what that's about, right?
I do.
Yeah, so I started flipping through this book, and there's a joke that goes behind this tattoo, but because of what it is, I can't tell the joke on the air. But it is disguised behind some flowers is lady business. Is the best way to put it.
Oh, you have lady parts tattooed on you?
Yeah, it's hidden amongst flames and some flowers, and you got to look really close to see it.
But once you see it, can you not unsee it?
Yeah, pretty much.
At first, I got nervous. You and so you got lady parts tattooed like in your armpit. Have you ever seen that one? Where like,
yes, I have.
The greatest.
Have you seen the monkey butt for the belly button?
Yes. Like those are all hilarious. I don't know if I could ever do that though.
No.
I mean, I've had some random tattoos, but I don't know if I could ever do a woman's body part in my armpit.
There's still time.
That is true. I have a lot of real estate right there.
Wow. 206-803-ROCK. Dave, you're at Bowling Field this morning. What is the most random tattoo that you have?
The Steelers emblem on the side of my head.
So are you a Steelers fan?
No.
Die hard.
What is it? So I've never had a tattoo on the side of my head before. Is it much harder to heal because your hair is growing back? Or like, how does that work?
No, I'm bald.
Also, is it the emblem so it looks like you're wearing like the Steelers helmet? Is it like that same emblem?
Yep. That's, same damn thing.
Oh my gosh. I got to imagine whenever you run into another Steelers fan, they're just like, that is so creative.
Yeah, we travel tough.
And Dave, do you have other tattoos?
Yeah, a couple.
Awesome.
Oh, all right, good talk.
206-803-ROCK, Aaron from Puyallup. What is the most random tattoo that you have?
I have an angel and a devil smiley face on my nipples.
I am here for nipple tattoos, for sure. I was going to ask the same thing. Danny, did that hurt really bad, Aaron?
Yeah, I was young and dumb, and I won a bet.
Wait, you won a bet?
I was challenged. He got one on his nipple. He said I couldn't do two, so I did two, and then he went and got his Johnson done, and I lost after that.
You know what? I would also tap out at that point. So when you went to the tattoo artist, were they like, all right, if that's what you want, or is it just like no big deal to them?
The tattoo artist was a good friend of mine, so he thought it was hilarious. After that, we went and tattooed my tongue also.
Nice. See, when there was somebody at our radio convention was trying to get us to do the inside of our lip. Yeah. And I was like, man, I don't know if I want to do that. And they're like, it doesn't hurt that bad. I'm like, what do you have tattooed on the inside of your lip?
I have the Fox Racing logo on the inside of my lip.
Aaron, do you have any tattoos in normal places?
Oh, yeah, all over the place.
You hit that point probably you've had so many tattoos where you're just like, I don't care.
Go ahead.
Yeah, put some smiley faces on the nips. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
The Daily Mix Show.
So if you want to know what random tattoos we got over the weekend, we are about to tell you, and you'll find out after Aerosmith. We've just gotten back from morning show boot camp in Austin, Texas, and while we were there, we all three got very random tattoos. And the location of the place that we got those tattoos? The fifth floor of the hotel we were staying.
Which was crazy, because a lot of people were walking by that were not part of our radio convention, and they're just walking by and they're seeing two tattoo artists set up in like a corner on the fifth floor, which is like a meeting room floor at the hotel, which I thought was one of the more, like, some of the looks we were getting from some, because it was kind of a nice hotel.
It was.
And some of the fancy pants looking people that were at the hotel were looking like, who let these degenerates into our hotel?
These radio people.
So here's how it all went. This is me getting tattooed by Keith, who worked at Austin City Tattoo.
I'm here with Keith from Austin Tattoo Company.
Oh, Austin Tattoo Company.
There you
Never
go.
Mind.
From Austin Tattoo Company.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of getting a flash tattoo of Snoopy. Of all your time of doing flash tattoos, what's been some of the stranger flash tattoo experiences?
Oh, my God. I mean, sometimes, you know, like this event, we're doing this at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
In some, like, random sometimes, hotel.
Yeah, but sometimes these things are done at 1 o'clock in the morning in some bar.
Where great decisions happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I ended up getting, because they had different options. They were all radio-themed tattoos, and then one of them was Snoopy that was, like, he wasn't really DJing like a radio DJ. It was more like a wiki-wiki DJ, and I was like, yep, that's the one, because my daughter loved it.
It was a great choice.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with it.
And so, Danny, which one did you get again?
I got the duck.
Which also,
the punk duck.
He has a mohawk. He's wearing sunglasses.
It's so cool. I love him so much. His name is Miguel.
Oh, you already named him?
Oh, yeah.
After our friend Miguel?
Exactly.
And Taryn?
I got a little vintage radio on the back of my, like right above my elbow, the back of my arm on my left arm.
And I got mine right above the knee.
It's so great.
I feel like we created a bond earlier because you had to shave my leg in order to do this.
Yeah, you are a hairy mother boy.
Wow. When he asked me where do I want it tattooed, I'm like, on the leg. He's like, oh. I'm like, do you want me to go upstairs and shave my leg? He goes, no, I got you.
I was telling you a story how when I was in high school, I took a volunteer job at the zoo shaving gorillas.
And right now, the jury is out if you're telling the truth or not.
Yeah, and it's,
yeah, his coworkers even were like, you did not really. And he would never admit if he was effing with us or not.
Gosh, I love Keith.
I kind of feel like he was effing with us, though.
It's been paid dividends in my career.
Taryn Daly. I'm getting the tattoo.
It's happening. It's the one. This is the one your daughter wanted.
Yes, Snoopy.
She's going to be so happy. Wait, so is this actually Snoopy or is this technically Joe Cool?
That's a good question.
He doesn't have glasses on.
Oh, he does not have glasses.
It's Snoopy.
Could you add the glasses for more money?
No. Let's not get crazy. I'm almost done.
Yeah, I was like, I'm done. I kind of want to stop just standing here getting tattooed in the hotel.
Looks great, Steve.
What are you getting?
I haven't decided yet. I'm having a small panic attack. I don't know where I want to put it.
Fresh off of being a part of a panel at Morning Show Boot Camp, your first time, what was that experience like being on a panel?
It was wonderful, and I laughed my ass off. It was fantastic.
I missed it. I was busy getting a tattoo.
Well, that's
I'm kidding. I saw it. You did a great job.
I'm kidding. I actually didn't see it.
I
watched some of you, but they were like saying, hey, you got to get on the wait list. So you probably should go over there right now. So I was watching you as you were doing a great job on the panel
over
at one of our lectures and sessions. And I was like, well, I don't want to wait forever to get this. So I ran over, put my name on the wait list, and I was like fourth in line.
My actual favorite part about that was, I don't know if you know this, because one of our big bosses, Sergeant Hair Club, was there. And he came in and he was like, he looks at me, he's like, what the F is Taryn doing on this panel? He had no idea that you were even going to be on it.
Oh, that's
funny. And he just saw you on stage. And then he's like, and where's Steve? And I was like, oh, he went to go get a tattoo. He's like, oh.
He's just like so judgy of the entire process. There were a lot of judgy people, like especially some of the older radio people. That was one of my favorite moments. While these two tattoo artists were set up in the lobby or on the fifth floor of the hotel, this one woman just comes up and goes, what's going on here? I'm like, oh, radio tattoos is like a flash sheet. You can get different tattoos. Like, nobody's going to do that. And so I just kind of was like, ah, do I want to have this moment? Yeah, I do. I was like, oh, that's weird because I'm fourth in line already. She looks at me like, what? There's four of you that want to do it? I'm like, I have a feeling that there's more than just four at this point.
When I signed up, I was ninth in line and the wait was like almost 2 hours. I mean, there was a lot of people. And I think all of our tattoos look awesome.
And it turned out like I think they were there for like 3 hours. And I'm pretty sure at least 40 to 50% of the people at the convention got a tattoo because I kept running into people with like, you know, they had like the little bandage on or they were showing it off. And I'm like, that's pretty funny. Like, here we are, all of us kind of having a group tattoo session while we're at a radio convention.
Bonded for life.
Yes. It was good times.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? This man currently has a record of 260 wins, 82 losses, and 65 ties in 2025. Call 206-803 right now if you think you can beat Miggs at 650.